99.9 Radio USA. That's the heart of Dixie. That's Danielle Bradbury. 6:51. And we have 26 degrees. More great music on the way. We've got Thompson Square coming up. But right now, it's time to get weird. Yep, the weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Evelyn, Virginia. Our weird news stories today come from fast food restaurants. This one in South Carolina. A man was chowing down at Taco Bell, and he had someone ring his bell for letting out a burp without saying, "Excuse me." Isaiah Morris and a friend were eating their lunch at Taco Bell when an angry customer approached him and accused him of bad manners for openly belching without apologizing. When he asked the unidentified man what he was talking about, the guy picked up a chair and hit him across the torso and then tried to headbutt him. A 17-year-old female employee of the Taco Bell approached the assailant and asked him to leave, which he did. He drove off in a pickup truck. The Taco Bell manager said he did not believe that the surveillance cameras were able to record the incident for any charges to be filed. And this one comes from Florida, a McDonald's. A flurry was started over a McFlurry. A woman set her boyfriend's car on fire over a McFlurry. The couple began arguing inside a McDonald's when the man refused to buy a McFlurry for the woman. The onlooker said that the woman, whose name was not released, grabbed her companion's keys and said, "I'm going to blow it up." What was she going to blow up? His car. She ran out to the parking lot, grabbed a can of gas out of the trunk, and set the 1994 Cadillac ablaze before running off. Well, the man waited until firefighters extinguished the flames, and then he drove off in the car, but he abandoned the vehicle a short distance away. It turns out the plates on the vehicle did not belong to the vehicle, and there was all kinds of issues with that situation. That is your weird news this morning. It's 6:54.
How would you like to get up to 37 M?